I guess the thing you noticed about Cora today was the way he was locating his pitches. That was the big difference from his last
start. No question. You know, had a really good fastball. Threw more today like we've seen him throw in the fall and preseason kind of leading up to. And it was kind of funny, when he warmed up before the game, he didn't throw many strikes. And I think he started off 2-0 on that first hitter, but then he kind of found it locked in and threw the ball really well.
How often have you been around somebody who's gone on the streak like McCann?
And it's cool. Yeah, he's locked in right now. And, you know, it's just, you know, he's worked hard on his hitting really since he's been here. But right now, I mean, his BPs are good. His at-bats are good. And if you don't make pitches on him, he can do damage, and he's doing a lot of damage right now.
He looked like, to me, like he came in trimmer this year, really good shape, all that. Was that like a focus, getting really good shape over the off season?
I think he had a chance to watch Joey Bart last year, yeah. Kind of watch how he prepared. So he saw what Joey did last year, saw what happened to Joey last year. I think he got a really good taste of it in the Cape this summer, playing on a good team against great competition, so saw what those guys look like. And so I think he just came in here with the mindset that, you know, he had a great opportunity to not only catch, but kind of prove that he's good in his own right, and he's off to a really, really good start.
Michael Goldberg keeps rolling along, gets up there with runners on base and comes through.
Really good baseball player and playing really well right now.
Danny, I'm working on a story for later in the week on Herder. I'm curious, he's got a good thing going too, speaking of people that are rolling. Mm-hmm. I think he's only given up one earned run and two starts in a relief series, right? What's the difference between Herder the freshman and Herder the sophomore?
I think certainly you're older, so you got that maturity, but I think a lot of the same. I think even though he got a lot of midweek starts last year, I think he was disappointed that he didn't pitch better than what he thought he should have. Went to the Cape last summer and kind of found himself in the Cape, had success there. There was a pitching coach there that he really liked, and then Christian Wonders that, you know, I think did a lot of good things with him. Came back in the fall, was really great work ethic in the fall, great work ethic preseason. And I think just a combination of everything. He was talented coming in, but he refined a lot of stuff last summer in the Cape. But he has worked really, really hard just every day to get better. And I think we're seeing, you know, he's getting results with it.
What are a couple of examples of his refinement? I mean, I take that to mean his approach has been fine-tuned.
It's definitely some that, but I think he, you know, he works real hard at everything. He works hard in the weight room. He runs hard. He doesn't take anything for granted. So I think because of maybe the weight room and things like that, he's throwing harder. He's got a much tighter slider than he had at any time last year. So that's probably the pitch that, you know, has helped him, you know, like last weekend, 13 strikeouts. And he throws hard. His fastball really runs. He's 6'6", and now he's got a hard slider. So it's fastball's going that way. The slider's going that way. And he's 6'6", so he's just got a lot going for him. And I think just mentally, he's much more confident that he can get anybody out.
It seems like, you know, this time last year, you guys had a lot of good arms. They were young, kind of trying to find themselves. Real kind of overabundance of arms right now. Is it? Do you feel, like, really comfortable with where you guys are on the mound, or...
I think we're getting there. I mean, you know, I was glad to see Hugh Chapman get out of that today. I didn't think he threw bad. I mean, he was just a little wild. you know, Hughes is much better this year than, you know, this is the Hughes that, you know, we recruited. Even though, you know, last weekend a little bit of a rough outing, Keaton Gibson is so much better. You know, Manley threw the ball. Looks like he'll be out a little while, probably a little forearm strain on him. We'll probably know a little more next couple days on him, but he had been throwing the ball good. So I think we just have a lot more guys capable of pitching and throwing well, and we need it. You know, we've been missing that the last 2 years.
Colin got some good swings in today, and that's really important for this batting order.
You know, he and Tristan English, I told them both, I said, you guys must not be living right, because Tristan has hit so many balls hard for outs. Colin's hit a lot of balls hard for outs, and sometimes it's kind of out of your control once you take that swing, you know, as to, you know, what's going to happen after that. And but I think his at-bats, for the most part, have been good, and I think Tristan's the same way. So, you know, I think their numbers are a little skewed. They've hit the ball a lot better than what their averages look like. That's probably the easiest way to say it.
Is Colin at his best when he goes the other way? Or
he's always been a good opposite field hitter, you know, and I'd rather have somebody that way than just a total pull guy. But, you know, I think he's capable of kind of hitting the ball a lot of different directions. But it seems like, you know, particularly early, a lot of his hits have kind of gone opposite field.
Obviously a big series coming up to open ACC play. How would you kind of assess where you guys are in relation to kind of the expectations and where you're kind of looking to really kind of refine?
I think we're good. I think we've gotten to play a lot of games. I think the two midweek games have helped us, you know, particularly on the pitching end, get some guys that we're going to have to rely on to get outs in games, in some games. I think the fact that we've played UCLA, the intensity of that series gives you a good prep on what the intensity of an ACC weekend is going to look like. Going on the road is a lot different. I mean, they're honoring Jim Morris on Friday night, so I'm sure that's going to be a packed house down there. But to get where we need to go on the road and win some series. And so I'd say, you know, it may be a little unfortunate. We got to do that right out of the gate, but it's right out of the gate. That's what we got to do. And so let's go see, you know, how we stack up. And Miami's playing really well right now, and they always play well at home. So it'll be a good, just a good test early. You know, there's 30 games in the ACC, so it's a total grind. But, you know, these are three opportunities here on the road against a good opponent in their ballpark. I know one thing is going to be warm, and I'm happy about that.
Anything else, guys?
And, of course, you mentioned in the beginning of the year you needed to take care of business in the midweek games, and you've done that so far.
So far, so good. We've got some big ones coming, but, you know, I told the team that, you know, to – go 2-0 against Georgia State, 2-0 against Kennesaw State. I mean, that's just feather in our cap and, you know, good ones to have.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.